has been just the toughest time in any of our lives, without a doubt. You know, when Stephanie got the terminal diagnosis, it was, you know, our worlds just fell apart. But, you know, very quickly, as Steph always did, she sort of brushed herself down and said, right, now, I'm not going to use all this money. What can we do? And I want a charity set up. And that's where this has all sort of escalated from. And without a doubt, probably in the back of her mind was she needs to keep us all busy when she's not here.
Have you got charity status then?
Yes,
now?
We're officially a registered charity now. So we have registration number and are on the charity register. So
just tell me a little bit about the charity and what you hope to achieve from it.
Yeah, well, the charity, the reason we had Steph wanted to set a charity up was because when she got re-diagnosed with her cancer, what she found was that there was no charities out there that would offer some sort of relief or respite from what was happening there and then. When you're first diagnosed with a cancer, there's all these charities come and they say, oh, we'll send you on a day out, we'll help you do this, we'll help you do that. But when you get relapsed, although you can reapply, because of obviously the funding in the charities, they say, oh, no, we can't help because, you know, you're a relapse and not a first-time patient. So Stephanie said, like, you know, we need to do something because second time round, it is harder because you don't have that optimism of, you know, I'm going to be made better because obviously the treatment's already failed first time round. So for her, she just felt really alone, really quite isolated, and like nobody really was bothered that she was dying. So, you know, she said, we definitely need to do something for families like ourselves and make a day that's full of memories. So we're looking at sort of memory-making days, which can be anything that families and friends want to do with the loved one that's either got a terminal diagnosis or a reoccurring cancer. So, yeah, just to have fun together and just forget about what's actually happening. And it made the world of difference to us when we got to do things together. For a moment, you just forget about what's going on behind the scenes.
So is the idea then that families can approach you and say, look, whoever it is would really like to do this,
yeah,
and they'll come up with suggestions?
Yeah, we've got obviously a new website has been launched for Steph's Wishes, and on the website there is an application form that people can nominate a person that they know has either been re-diagnosed or has a terminal cancer, and they can give us the details of who they are and what they think they would like to do for the day. And then after our checks to make sure they meet the criteria, the trustees will then get together and organise that day.
And you've got numerous events planned coming up. You're not hanging around with this.
You're cracking
straight on. What have you got coming up soon?
The first things we've got coming up are at the end of this month. We have our local school, Jennings First School, which is where Stephanie went as a primary pupil. And also done a work placement as a nursery nurse there. And they're holding their annual Christmas fair. So we've got a stall there for Steph's Wishes, which is a Christmas treat stall. So it's got all sorts of chocolates and toys and, you know, gifts for mum and dad and bottles and things, and along with a raffle. And then the following day at St Joseph's in the Park in Hartingfordbury, we have another Christmas fair, which is being held, done by one of our trustees, Claire Hudson, whose daughter attends that school, and they've taken Steph's Wishes under their belt and are raising funds for us. And then on the Sunday, every month we have a quiz night at the Golden Fleece pub in Braffin, and obviously it's the Christmas quiz on the 1st of December, so we're having a raffle, we're having a wackiest jumper and hat competition as well. So, yeah, quite a busy month. And then we've obviously got the main thing of the year, which is Steph's Wishes Charity Winter Ball on the 14th of December, which would have been Steph's 22nd birthday.
You mentioned about Sarah Ferguson there as well. You've got some... And this can only work in your favour, really, with what you're trying to achieve with the charity. Some real high-profile backers.
Yeah, we have. We've been really lucky. I mean, obviously, Amanda Holden is one of our patrons, and she was somebody that Stephanie herself, when she first got diagnosed, made a wish to meet Amanda Holden.